The fact is that the FAA decided to do safety on the cheap, which is neither cheap nor safe, and put the fox in charge of the hen house. That was true of the 737 MAX 8. In its rush to produce that aircraft because of competition from Airbus, critical safety features were disregarded. And I'm going to be introducing legislation that will reform this system, which is so fatally riddled with flaws. There needs to be rigorous reform so that the FAA is put back in charge of safety. You said, Mr. Elwell, that the system is fact-based and data-driven. The FAA should have the facts and should be driving the data and making decisions. If the manufacturer has the facts and the data, not the FDA, if its employees, chosen, hired, paid, fired by the manufacturer, are the ones making these critical decisions, and the FAA lacks all of the facts and data necessary to properly oversee them and overrule them, this system of oversight is failing.